Where do we summon the courage to start our GoFundMe project? For me, this was the single biggest step because I had never launched a GoFundMe project. I hadn't signed up for the website. I didn't know about it. And yet I'd seen other people's projects here and there. I'd heard that other people were raising lots of money on it. And my main concern actually was taxes to begin with. As a self-employed business owner, I consider taxes up front. If I raise money through GoFundMe, am I going to get taxed on it? Will anybody donate? My main fear in overcoming it was failure, of looking bad, that I'd start a project and fail again. As I've started so many Kickstarter projects, maybe 3 to 5, they wouldn't even accept my last projects, failed all my Kickstarter projects. I've had a Patreon account that has been an odyssey to get a decent amount of income on it every month. I failed so many things as an entrepreneur online, and I thought I can't possibly start one more thing and fail again. Who's going to give money to me? Is my cause really worthy? These are the things I was thinking beforehand, and I got the courage to go through with it because I thought about the essential importance of asking for help when I need it. I've got my GoFundMe project up now. My wife and I have a fantastic amount of student loans, and anyone who donates is better than nothing. Not only that, but I thought about all the help I could offer other people as a result of my project. I imagined every bit of good, not every bit, but I imagined a lot of the good it could do to see my project succeed. And I realized the only way to fail was to not try at all, to make no effort. If I put up the project and no one donates, so what? I also was thinking about getting rejected for donations. I would think a lot of us are very uncomfortable with asking people for money, for showing up to someone and saying, hey, will you give me money? Especially on something like this, where there's a lot of expectation for me and for my wife's project for student loans, that you ought to just do that yourself. You shouldn't ask for any help. You need to just play the game, suffer, struggle, work hard. Don't ask anybody for help. Do it yourself. Why is anybody going to help you? You don't deserve any help. These are all the kind of thoughts going through my head. And I realized all that doesn't matter. All what matters is this something we really need help with? Yes. Could this offer a lot of good to the world? Yes. Can I be willing to ask people and accept whatever answer they provide, whether it's yes, no, maybe, or sure, I'll do it later, and they don't do it? Can I show up to people and just ask? Am I willing to ask over and over again? And I said yes, and I realized this is a good opportunity for me to practice one thing I value, and it's asking. It's showing up. The Art of Asking by Amanda Palmer was really helpful. Show up and ask. You'd be amazed how many people are willing to say yes. And it's a good opportunity to love people when you show up and say no. It can even be a good opportunity to gauge where you're at. With a friendship or a family member, if you show up and ask for help and they say no, well, that's an opportunity to love them. It might be another opportunity to focus on different relationships where people are willing to help out. I thought about all these things prior to launching my GoFundMe project, and I'm grateful today that now it's been 48 hours, my project is up, and we've actually got the very first donations on it, $150 already towards the $193,000 goal of paying off all of my family's student loans. I'm grateful I had the courage to just put the project up. I'm extremely grateful. Two of the first donations came from members of my partner group, members who collaborate with me in business and who I've helped them a lot, and they put some of the first donations in, realizing that other people are having successful campaigns. I'm looking around on GoFundMe. There's fundraisers right now where people are raising hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's awesome because the fees are very small on GoFundMe. There's a 0% platform fee. There's just a payment fee. And it can prompt jealousy. I honestly will admit that I looked at some of the projects, I'm like, this is dumb. Why are people donating to this? Can't they see this is a waste of money, that there's going to be a small percentage of people and good that is done by this project and a large amount of waste, or this project is irrelevant and pointless, like the person's dead. Why bother with a memorial fund for them at this point? Well, these thoughts, I said, no, I'm not going to take action on these thoughts. And if I can accept that I have these thoughts come up about other people's projects and I'm willing to donate to them anyway, and I'm willing to give to imperfect people and imperfect projects, then that gives me total confidence that other people will do the same for me. What's really nice with GoFundMe is when we do well on our projects and we raise a lot of initial support from our own friends, our own family, there is potential to get support from strangers, which is fantastic. I mean, where else will I find strangers who might be willing to help me pay off my student loans? Where else can I just find people, for example, looking here, this is locally near St. Petersburg. I can see people who are in need of help, and I might be able to help with my donation. So I'm very grateful I got the courage to start a GoFundMe after working through a bunch of fear thoughts, a bunch of judgmental thoughts against other creators and other projects, a bunch of judgmental thoughts against other people. I've had bunches of thoughts against other people, like other people are stupid for their donations, they aren't going to help me anyway, and they're all wrong, and I can't stand them. And I worked through these thoughts, okay, well, we're not going to take action on that thought. And I consciously put other thoughts out, like other people are doing their best, just like I'm doing my best. Other people might look at me and say, I'm stupid, can I live with that? Sure. Can I accept all the judgment and criticism I may get as a result of honestly asking for help with something when I need it? Sure, I can accept that. Because getting all that love and support, getting those first donations on a project is worth it. And I imagine when you put as much time and effort, I'm willing to dump a ton of time and energy and effort into this project, because this project I've put up does a lot of good, not just for me, but for a lot of other people that I can pay it forward to. When you're willing to put a lot of time and energy and really ask people in your life to help you out, then you got courage to say, well, all I need to do today is start the GoFundMe. It's very easy and fast to get started. The majority of the work is after getting started. However, if you don't start, you will never do anything else. I've made this for you, but I hope it's really helpful. If you're thinking about a GoFundMe project, or you're looking around and feeling financial insecurity, wishing there'd be some divine intervention that money would just fall into your bank account and help you out with a certain problem, I am imagining the opportunity with talking about GoFundMe and teaching a course on GoFundMe to promote honest asking and sharing of our financial struggles and open up to helping each other directly. As a part of my mindset and philosophy of money win the game together, that we've got enough money in the world already. The answer to all of our financial problems is to look and help the people around us and trust then and ask when we need our help back, versus giving and spending a bunch of money impersonally to big companies, big governments, wealthy individuals. Instead of spending and sending all that money impersonally, send and spend and give as much as possible to the people around us. I'm very grateful GoFundMe empowers this kind of giving, empowers my visions, and I worked through all kinds of negative thoughts, all kinds of fear thoughts prior to starting my project. And today I've got it up, got my first donations, and I'm ready to inspire and help and share much more with you on GoFundMe going forward. Thank you for experiencing this with me, and I hope this helps. I imagine this will help you a lot with courage to just say, hey, look, I'm just going to put my campaign up like Jerry did. What's the worst that can happen? I can spend some time and energy on it. A couple of people can tell me no, and I won't get any donations. At a minimum, you'll learn something. But if you're like me, when people say no, then you go right and right and roll. Oh, this is why you said no? Okay, I'm going to write about that. You said no because of this? I'm going to write about that too. And we're going to address all this stuff and make this the best project ever. All right, I love you. You're awesome. There we go. Done. Thank you very much for watching this video or reading the blog post or listening to the episode on my podcast. This is part of my GoFundMe video course. If you'd like to take the full course, will you please check the description for the link, because you'll love and enjoy the complete hour-long GoFundMe course going into all the details on making a successful campaign. If you'd like to help my GoFundMe, will you please check the link for that in the description as well? Because you'll feel great giving. It feels great to give. And when we generously receive from giving and donations, it creates this kind of karma that we need to pay forward. So thank you very much for being here. I love you. You're awesome. I hope you found this helpful today.